नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 18 वर्स 15। बलराम स्ले द डीमन प्लंबर। Text 15. Quachincha durdara palave vivide rupasake kadachit sayandholikya करहि चिन्न नृपचेष्टया। क्वाचित्, ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। दे वुड समटाइम जंप अराउंड लाइक फ्रॉग्स, sometimes play various jokes, sometimes ride in the swing, and sometimes imitate monarchs. Srila Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the word nirpacheshtaya as follows. In Vrindavan, there was a particular place on the river bank where people who wanted to cross the Jamuna would pay a small tax. At times, the coward boys would assemble in the area and prevent the young girls of Vrindavan from crossing the river, insisting that they had to pay a custom duty first. Such activities were full of jokes and laughter. So we are discussing here today pastime of Krishna, Lila, Krishna Lilas. Actually, Krishna was 5 years old at that time when one day he decided that we should go for picnic. Spiritual life is also very, very wonderful. You know, it's full of humor. It's not boring. And lectures also should not be boring. See, otherwise, and the person who give lecture also should be happy also. He should not feel tense, you know, because I have to give lecture. So spiritual life means joy. Humor is coming from Krishna. Indra Dhumna Swami was traveling with Srila Prabhupada. And when he was traveling at that time, they were sitting in a plane and they started a movie. And this Indrahun Maharaj was chanting his rounds. All of a sudden, he saw that everybody started laughing. And Srila Prabhupada was also laughing very much. And they saw that there was a very wonderful scene in a film, and Prabhupada was watching film. And Prabhupada was laughing because Charlie Chaplin, his scene was going on there, because I have not seen movie for it. when Indradhumna Swami said, "Oh, Prabhupada is laughing," he started also laughing. And afterwards, his Srila Prabhupada's servant was Pradumna Prabhu. So Indradhumna Swami Maharaj asked that, "How is Prabhupada is watching movie? Will you please ask Prabhupada why he is watching movie?" So Indradhumna Prabhu, Pradumna Prabhu asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, we are not supposed to watch movie. So why you are watching?" So Srila Prabhupada said that actually he used the words, Srila Prabhupada said that we are not supposed to watch movie. That was the question. Please ask Prabhupada then. So Prabhupada said, Charlie Chaplin represents humor and Krishna is origin of humor. So the point is, humor is also a very important part in our life. But that humor should be in such a way that it should not become something like prajalpo. It should be very systematic humor. And if you will see that in Krishna Leela, there are several instances stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, full of humor. And in our movement also, you'll see that whoever, when we have come in this movement, the life is, though life is dukha, sansar is dukhale, asaswatam, but a lot of humor is there. Can you imagine? People are having 150 programs in a year, Sunday feast program. Actually, once I have gone to Poland, attended Festival of India, when Indradhumna Maharaj is doing it so wonderfully well, and so many humorous stories you can find in his book, Traveling Sadhu, the book he has. And you know, how they are planning things, dramas. You see, in 5 months, and how many people comes? 2,000 people, 5,000 people, 9,000 people in a program. And when I have gone there, at that time, actually, I was coming with Maharaj, staying in the same place, and going with Maharaj in his Mercedes. And you know, he told me, "Mahaprabhu, today we don't know whether we will have program. Every day they will put a tent. Every day they will do Nagar Sankirtan for 4 hours. And what type of Nagar Sankirtan, it is worth seeing. About 100 Russian or girls from there, putting wonderful dresses and putting this on face, gopi dots, and nice sari, and the type of, you know, it's not just, sometimes people go as just, they're going as some sort of funerals of procession. Everybody is dancing, and these girls particularly, they will take every step around, and the round is also so wonderful that one has to see it. We cannot understand the way when they are moving, they are taking round every step, full round. and it is so wonderful. And then they distribute pamphlet there, pamphlets, and people are coming, and then people are coming and joining and doing that program, means attending sankirtan, and going towards sea beach, and people coming from sea beach, all types of people, and they are joining and dancing and then telling people. And people, you know, they are hankering now when the program will start, when Indradhumna Maharaj will be coming, and when they will have that funds, what type on stage they will call people from the mass, means the guest people, they will come there, the children will come. Maharaj has such wonderful rapport with the young kids, and the young kids will get dresses, ladies will get saris, so that they can change, they can put saris, kids can put new dresses, and they will come on the stage, and then they will do kirtan on the stage, and then there will be wonderful drama. People hanker when these people will come. But there is a group of mafia. They come with the guns. They create scenes outside if they are going to. And say, Maharaj said, Mahaprabhu, I don't know. We will have program today because I have received a message that the mafia will be coming today and attacking our program. And what type of stage they will make? 500 people with several trucks, you know, the luggage will come. And within 1 hour, such a stage they will make, we cannot dream even. Such a wonderful stage with all, but 500 people are working. All powerful Russian people are, that they come there. What type of work they do that time? And at that time, sometimes they have to unpack everything and go. And then it's raining like anything sometimes. Most of the time, this month of May, June, July, it's raining like anything. Still, the kirtan is going on, program is going on. What prasad they serve? 9,000 plates of prasad they serve. People come and for eating prasad, and like that they have changed life of lakhs of people there in that area. It has become very famous program. So this Hare Krishna, I have attended about dozens of or more than 50 Rath Yatras around the world. What wonderful festival this festival of India. Now they have called this Rath Yatra Festival of India. In America also, this you go anywhere in England, you know, when you go to the Fifth Avenue in where Empire State Building is there, that particular road on that day actually is kept only for Hare Krishna. Only people, Hare Krishna people will go from that road, dancing, music, and then Washington Iskcon Park, what a big stage on what all these camps will be made, and there were so many things are going on in different places, and everybody is involved. It's not just coming and going. The girls are involved for everybody. Actually, 25 to 50 girls will be putting, you know, gopi dots on the guest girls and the ladies and matajis. It's means, and then people are involved, you know, in many activities in that festival. So we see it here. How many festival we are having here even. Yes, see, before coming to Hare Krishna, actually, whether we were having this much of fun, which we are having, you see, Janamashtami, how many days we celebrated, so many programs, so much going on here in Rath Yatra, and in the same way, even we do programs in Nandotsav, holy festival, and see these hippies in the initial stage, they were what type of dress, eating, meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, intoxication. But now, because of mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are having, you know, by the mercy of these hippies, now they have become, they became, most of them, it started the movement by them, not by Indians who are criticizing most of the time that they are, oh, they may be CIA agent, or they may be this and that, or some Hare Krishna is something, a cult which is, you know, some foreign cult. So many things were going. But Srila Prabhupada had faith in the word of his Guru Maharaj and prophecy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this movement will spread over throughout the world. And what is there in this movement? What are our activity in this movement? Making fun, eating, wonderful prasad. Most of the people came in this movement by eating prasad. Our movement is kitchen movement. Our kitchen must be wonderful. And that's why we got what wonderful grade by the mercy of our Gaurang Prabhu. See, that, what is that? Yes. So, 5,000. Yes. So, we have how many kitchens? Are even five-star hotels cannot get that type of honor. Because kitchen is a very important part of it. So people eat wonderful. They come for, they drive all the way. They come here just to eat prasad. So then drama. Now we have started. Our movement in initial stage, actually before 35 years or 34 years, when I started my program at Khar, at that time we were going to Khar station. And near Khar station, there was a really very dumping place, practically like that. But Kripa Maya Prabhu or Sri, I'm getting older, that's true, because, so this is all, we can have fun when we are young, actually. This is the, otherwise you'll know what, you cannot understand what problem, I have completed 76 last week. What problem we will be facing afterwards if we are not enjoying? We will not be in position to enjoy afterwards. There will be so much pain in the body. There will be, so you cannot remember. You study and you forget what I have to speak even. You see, nothing, you cannot connect the name with the face of the person when that is comes like it. So that's why in our movement you will find majority of the people who are young people. And young people can only understand Raj Vidya, Raj Guhyam, Pavitram, Parvamidam. This subject is Raj Vidya, kings of knowledge. This you cannot understand when you are old. I came in the movement when I was 40 already. You, all of you are practically below 40 here. But below is beyond 30, many of them. So it's very difficult. This, as I told you last time, when I asked Maharaj, many these people have come afterwards in the movement, and you know they have made so much wonderful progress. And I feel I have not made that much of progress. So Maharaj told me, yes. You want to know really? Should I tell you honestly, correctly? Yes, Maharaj, I want you to tell me why I have not made progress. So Maharaj said, because when you came in the movement at that time, you were honored, respected, you got prestige, position, You are all the time with all big, big gurus, GVCs, Jamal Krishna Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj, and many Hirdana, and anybody who was coming in Bombay at that time, I was having dinner with them and talking to them, meeting with them, and sometimes advising them. It was a very funny position when I was in Hyderabad and I was the chairman of the trust. We have 700 acres of land in Hyderabad. And there were 5 Marwaris who are the trustees of the Hyderabad Trust. And there were 5 ISKCON trustees, Jayapataka Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj and all, Gopal Krishna Maharaj and all. And they wanted one more trustee. So it should be decided by the both the party. So these Badrukas, they were Marwari, they thought, we will appoint Mahaprabhu because after all he is Marwari. So, you know, so I became, and you know, when I was sitting in a meeting and one crucial point that who will take over the Gaushala, and I said, well, Badrukas have got infrastructure and they have done this work and you people haven't got. How you will feed the cows, how you will milk the cows, how you will sell the milk, what you will do? You cannot manage this cow, this Gaushala. And everybody was looking at me. And I said, okay, we will give 1 month time, 1 month opportunity. Let us see whether you can do it or you cannot do it. And so we are giving you chance for 1 month because it was chairman was the person who has to decide on this point. So you will get. So point what I am conveying that once we get prestige, position, money, and there was a very important case here, I mean ISKCON case, world famous case at that time, and everybody was, when I was going, when I have gone at that time to, because I joined the movement on 2nd June 1970, 14 January 1978, and 2nd June there was a big case, and by that, this, I was given charge of that case. But when the case was going on, I thought I must know what are these Hare Krishna people are. So I traveled around the world at that time. And I was given such a VIP treatment, as just like I can see the way the gurus and the GVC get sometimes. So, and all that time they asked me to give class. At that time, and within 6 months' time, can you believe? You know, when I was doing my LLM, I got a joke from the fun, what that, you know, in college day. So they say that Master Maheshwari will start with the English, continue in Hindi, and end in Marwaris. So that's why my standard of English. That's why I was requesting our Hare Krishna Prabhu, please help me in the my drafting is not good, but it's very difficult to get his mercy. So, what I'm saying, so is actually it was a great tough job for me when they gave me, they asked me to speak on the subject on this line, this 15th verse, that they would sometimes jump and sometimes jump like frogs. So I said, what I'm going to speak? It's Krishna. But Krishna's jumping. He's telling us by showing all these activities what he has done, they are coming in this material world, showing us
He has given us a trailer by doing then 10-15 activities. By jumping like monkeys. They were 5-year-olds at that time. Showing all this pastime. So many interesting pastime, like, you know, playing wonderful flutes. And sometimes horn, bugles there. People were jumping, dancing, taking interest and imitating the buzzing bumblebees. Boom. There you see, and then they are imitating the voice of cuckoos. Same. You have to, Maharaj can copy everything just like the way he make the class interesting. And then imitating so many things. Imitating when the words are flying and the shadow of those words. These covered boys, they will run before the shadow. And everybody, you see, shadow of the words. So funny life, everything. And sometimes imitating swan, you have posture, they will become like when the swan is standing in the water and all that. And sometimes dancing like a peacock. This Krishna is doing? Sarva Lok Maheshwar? And why is doing? He's telling us that this I am showing you the trailer. When you know, when we were going for picture before, you know, coming to Hare Krishna movement, and when they show picture, before picture they will show a trailer of the next picture which will be coming, so that we can book the ticket. So Krishna is coming here from the spiritual world to tell us that this material world is a miserable place, not fit for any gentleman to live. Just get out. Don't make this place comfortable. You are in a bath latrine. Pass your stool and get out. Don't make your latrine air condition. Putting one library, TV, mobile with library. This is not a place at all for gentlemen. And that, by this method, he is jumping, these Krishna and Kaurava, jumping like frogs. Krishna is jumping like frog. And seeing the reflection in the water. And jumping one tree to another tree, like monkeys. And all these activities Krishna was doing. Why he was doing? What was the purpose behind it? And these kids, these boys, they were not ordinary people. They have done great tapasya in previous life. And that's why they became, you know, the friends of Krishna. They took part in Vrindavan Leela of Krishna. The many, many lives they have done great tapasya, accumulated result of their pious activities. So they got this opportunity. Now, for to enjoy this type of life, which we are seeing little trailer in ISKCON movement, there are several things going on. If we want to see videos, there are hundreds of videos. In my mobile, I have got about 300 videos, different activities done, and so wonderful that you will really enjoy seeing them, that when you get bored sometimes. So what is not available in Krishna conscious movement? And then you compare what is going on here. You see, in material world, if we are here, we have to suffer 7 types of misery. Those 7 types of miseries are not there. Janma is so miserable in this material world, but there it's not like that. Here, Krishna is there. They are all, they never get old. He's young. All, everybody, the coward boy, those people are staying in the spiritual world. They are always joyful, young. They don't fall, means sick. Because here we cannot tell, whatever we may do, we cannot ask Dr. Sahab, please give me injection, so I should not, I'll give you any amount, I should not fall sick. I should not get old. Everything is there, nothing going to happen like that. It's so enjoyable there, and it's always joy only there. You have not to work like a donkey here, running in the trains, morning to evening, falling down from the train because of overcrowd. So here, there, you know, Krishna is saying, we have got everything. You don't need even electricity there. There is no need of, because suns and moon, they are doing everything there. But, you know, we are so much accustomed. I asked one of my friend, this is before 30 years, I was taking little interest with running car center. So very close friend, we were really for 20 years, 30 years, we were going together in several places which I cannot tell you now. So one day I told him, actually, I was a very heavy preacher. That's why many people were very much afraid even coming to near me. So, and even my dealing also, I'm very heavy. Even today, even now. So I have to learn from devotees how to become humble. Because without becoming humble, we cannot make a spiritual progress. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Maharaj said, Trina, that particular thing we should put in our neck, Trinada Pishnichara Tarvar Pishashti. If we are not humble, we cannot make spiritual progress. So, I was telling a story that, so I asked one of my friends, why don't you come at my place? I will take you to temple also, you can go in the restaurant. At that time, in Govinda restaurant and Jew, actually, with the mercy of Prathala Prabhupada, the temple, I was allowing anybody to take free of cost Govinda dinner. Mahaprabhu slip. And one can stay 3 days, 1 day, 2 days, you can stay in the guest house also. And because I was a lawyer and 11 top devotees were arrested. You know, when there was a Sioux thief story, it's a big thing, I don't want to. So I asked my friend, why don't you come and enjoy? He said, well, I don't want to come. Said, why? He said, your philosophy is so powerful that if I will come, I'll get convinced. Actually, I don't want to disclose that you have already spoiled one person in your association. So I don't want to give name, otherwise the person, if he's listening, he'll feel very bad. So I said, somehow other, I said, very heavy, I say, if you give halwa to pig, he will like to eat stool only. This was real
hairy thing. So at that time, now I have got so many injunctions that what I should speak and what I should not speak, where to speak, where I should keep shut, you know, because now you people know very well how to talk to whom. You see, once I was in Bara here, and one very top person met me, big man, real big man, and we were all together. Means I was in one room with him, and when I was with him, and I'm habit of talking. That's my habit. Late night, and from that day, I was not knowing, but he told me afterwards. I gave up tea, and I'm chanting 16 rounds. Next day morning, I got a very clear-cut instruction from the top authority. Please leave this man. We will take care of this man. And I appreciated that thing, because I go very fast. I cannot do things, you know, the way, you know, these people who have been trained properly now, where to talk. So I'm really very much obliged that, you know, I was given that instruction. So coming to the point that we have so many problems here in the material world. We want to live in this material world only. In spite of we have got these four types of suffering here, but there we haven't got any type of, and Krishna is promising that there will be no problem, please come. There is a lot of humor there. You can have also humor there. Here we have adi devik, adhyatmik, adi bhautik, miseries, tension. Yesterday I was having so much tension in my life, which I have never felt. That one. And I thought, I will not give class this morning. So what I'm going to speak, because I know that if once Srila Prabhupada, he was giving class on Gajendra Moksha. And once Sannyasi, he left the movement. He left our movement. And in Bhagavatam, Prabhupada was talking about Gajendra Moksha, and all of a sudden he changed without giving any reference to that sannyasi. And he said, but I am very feeling sorry that sannyasi should not have left the movement. Even if he got married or whatever has happened, he should not have left the movement. I was surprised that why Prabhupada is talking about that thing in this particular purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because when you face serious problem in life, then all of a sudden, so if I thought I will not give class because something which is troubling my mind will come in the class. So I don't want to talk. I don't want to give class. And I was about to phone. At that time, something happened. All of a sudden, some phone call came to me. And total problem got solved. And I am trying to become normal. So what I'm saying, we are suffering, we affect our own problem to the other people. We So these adideik mansik klesh, tsunami, all that, what happened to World Trade Centers and all that thing. And sometimes we see this, our adhyatmik, adibhautik, adi, I will not go in that, we know, you know all that very well. So many problem has happened in this material world, but there are, you will not find any of these problems there. It's all joyful. Even there is a problem between Jatila and Kutila, you know, but it's all spiritual. It's not that they are fighting here and backbiting and saying something. It's all Krishna Leela. And even Krishna is stealing butter. Or you know, he practically was thief. And he ran away from the battlefield, Ranchod. But see all these activities of Krishna, you know. There is a Makhanchor temple, there is a Ranchod temple. We worship all those activities because we know that these activities are not, you know, ordinary activities. So Krishna comes in this material world to give us the glimpse of or doing some fun here, to give those that atmosphere that you can I'm enjoying, you can enjoy. And if you come to my world, that's the way. Oh, quiet. Time is over. So he is asking to take the association of devotee, and by how you will get the association of devotee, to get involved in the devotional service. Associate, I talk about Krishna to other people. That's the conclusion of Gita. Anybody who is talking about me to the other people, is that person is very dear. Surrender to me. Sarvadharman Partajje Mame Kamsanun. You see, think of me. Man Manava Mabhatya Madhyaji Ma Namaskaro. And if you do die like that in this life, and Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Debyam Yovi Tatata Tattva Deham Punar Janmanastri Arjuna. Hey Arjun, if you know all these my activities clearly, even Brahma and Indra was not able to understand all these activities. Krishna's activities. What will be the effect of understanding these activities? Tattva deham punarjanma nasti arjuna. Hey Arjun, when if you understand my activity, you are not to take birth in this material world, which is miserable. So that's why chant my name. If the end of your life, you chant, you pass your last day thinking about me, you will come to me. Always think about me. In 6, 8 chapters, 8:5, that, what's that? Antakale Samedabhyam Suman Mukta Kale. You see, so when you will do that, when you will remember me all the time, think of me. Patram Pushpam Phalam Tavam Jomayam. Offer me. See the story of that lady, the fruit vendor. She came and she was so much attracted by Krishna. And Krishna was bringing, you know, some grains. And what happened? It fell. She gave so much fruits. Finally, the basket was full of jewels. Yat karoshi yat jahoshi. Whatever we are doing, we should do for Krishna. If we do that, we have to plan out our total life, morning to evening, whether what I am doing, which is not connected with Krishna. That is spiritual life. That is the thing he is teaching us. That is why all the achars, they are informing us. that is the perfection of life. We have to understand this thing. That is bhakti yoga. Plan out, and at night while sleeping, think over that, what are the things I have done today which is not connected with Krishna. And the next day, plan out in such a way that we don't do those things again. How to chant our round, plan out, just like businessman plan out. I have seen many businessmen, even in ISKCON. They come, this Saturday evening, they will do, but Sunday they will take full rest. They will, so that they can plan out how what they will do tomorrow in their offices. When material people do so systematically to earn money, by which they are becoming more miserable. They are running a race to become more miserable. So why we should not plan our life? And so by planning life, what will happen to us? We will get opportunity. Krishna promises, you will positively will come to me. You will get my association. If you read these two books only, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, said clearly, you have not to read any other literature. You will come back to me, back to Godhead, and we will have association. So these all pastimes have been given to mission us. The purpose is that we should be very, very careful what we are doing, and by listening these pastimes, we should develop liking for going back to Krishna Loka or serve Krishna's devotee, whatever way Krishna wants, whatever way our Guru wants us to do. But we must understand that thing very clearly, and that is the purpose of all this Krishna Leelas. Hare Krishna. I don't think there is time for question now. And so, Granthras Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.